Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
With the same, long ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hey, friends. Love during lockup here and in the flesh.
We got to recap the Super Bowl real quick, though, the halftime. Did you watch it live?
Of course. Did you?
The halftime? Oh, yeah. I just didn't see. I didn't hear from you till after. So I didn't know, maybe because it was Geneva's birthday. Everyone wish Geneva a happy birthday.
Yeah. Weird to have the Super Bowl on my birthday. It's like, isn't so that late?
I was wondering if that ever happened to you before.
No, it's never, because I think they added an extra game, right?
So they actually added another week, right? Which was pointless and dumb, I think. And Easter's not until April 17th or something. It's a late Easter.
All right, here are my thoughts. Bunny has
all the time.
This is my music genre, like 2001 in my top 10 albums of all time.
Yeah.
Damn by Kendrick Lamar is in my top 10 of all time. I thought it was fantastic. People were hating on it. We already know. Everybody knows. We put up a post. I thought it was comical on Twitter. Your tweet. People are just like, okay, evidently, if anybody missed this, because I did. Eminem kneeled. I thought he was tired. Like, I legit was like, oh, he's out of breath.
I didn't know what he was doing. It was almost like a crouch. I didn't realize it until people were saying it.
He didn't raise the black power.
I really thought he was going to start. I don't know why I thought he was going to do choreography. I have no idea why. I thought he was getting down. He was going to shoot his arm up and start like a choreography dance, which would have never made any sense. I wasn't ready for. I didn't think it was going to be over with him.
No, I mean,
one song. I thought he was the headliner. I guess it ended up being Dr. Dre, but I feel like it was advertised that it was Eminem.
Oh, no, it wasn't advertised as Eminem.
That's how I took it.
No, I mean, I was fascinated how much it was happy with it, like he opened and closed. He looked happy as shit to be there.
He looked healthy, like, too.
Looked great.
He just lost half his income, half his fortune to his wife, and he's happier than shit still.
He seemed free as hell.
He did not lose aged half, I don't think, great. But, Snoop has aged phenomenally.
Snoop, I mean, I saw somebody put up the point was, Justine put up a tweet like, this is the greatest thing. We've waited 2 years for this. It was worth it, whatever. And people were like, oh, fuck that. Take that out of here. Snoop and his fucking cheap sweatsuit. I mean, it's all like borderline racist people who are pissed because...
That is the cutest outfit I've ever seen. I loved it.
How about you're in the biggest halftime, you know, you're at the biggest moment. You come out in a sweatsuit and you're crip walking, just having a great time. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Too.
10 out of 10.
Mary J. Blige,
those boots.
Unbelievable. 50 Cent. Mary J. Blige looks unbelievable. I'm so happy for her. That husband of hers took all her money. She needs to be rich as hell. I loved it. Oh, yeah. She looked gorgeous.
She looked
made me feel bad.
Like Beyonce. Great weave. Like, her hair was beautiful.
Yeah.
Her boots, the whole vibe.
50 Cent should have been cut. And I enjoyed it, but we didn't need all that time on him, though.
He also, I sent you that tweet, 50 Cent is looking like a whole dollar, which killed me. He looked real puffy, like real puffy.
Oh, he did.
Puffy.
And he's at one age, point, not when, ages as well.
When, I don't know if you noticed this. When he was performing, he kind of pulled down his wife beater. Like he felt it was going to ride up and like show his tummy. And it was like a very, like,
it was a very Pooh Bear-ish.
Yeah. Pooh Bear moment.
Well, yeah, they did show on TikTok. They have all of, they have the screen of 50 Cent hopping up into the thing, right? As they were ending their part. And he does look fit from there, which, but at the show, he looked terrible. Someone should have told him to start puking a couple weeks before to really drop some weight.
Yeah.
But I feel like Eminem, we definitely deserve two songs from him, but I'm shocked that was it from him and his mom's spaghetti. I would prefer, I would have died to have hear My Name Is. That's what I think is his reigning star. Britney Murphy's anthem. That makes me sad. It makes me think of her screwing him at the subway stop wherever. I really thoroughly enjoyed it to
old school Eminem, and it's like
it's so dark. It's
just, I can't believe that we were listening to that as children, and like the shit he was saying, like I didn't know what I was singing along to, but like when you listen to it now as an adult, it is so angry, it is so violent.
Banging little girls
so
with no pubic hair, killing
it's
your
crazy. Would never stand. I would just say if you hated this, then we probably don't see eye to eye on many things in life.
You're either super old or you're too young to appreciate it. I don't understand.
The haters have a similar thread. They all are like American flag profile pictures and like real bitter, bitter that the black people were performing at halftime.
I couldn't believe that. I was enjoying it so much. I start to wonder if my gauge is off. Like, do I just love everything terrible? But it wasn't. It was so great.
Oh, it was flawless. Flawless.
The way that they opened it up with Dr. Dre, they should all go on tour together, which always, absolutely. I mean, it was just great. And Mary J. Blige was, I was so happy for her as a woman being up there. And she just, it was awesome. I loved it so much.
10 out of 10.
Snoop Dogg going from, someone said like I got in trouble 20 years ago, my mom made me return my tape of Snoop Dogg, and now he's like something like he's the cutest guy in a little blue jumpsuit. People are just how he is like America's sweetheart. It's just unbelievable. And what professionals they are. People were wondering if they were going to curse. They're so professional. Such craftsmanship of their game. They're not going to curse.
Did they
bleep out and they curse, but they'll get in trouble. You know, they proved that they can put on a show that hip hop can entertain just as much as Metallica. And it
was
unbelievable. Sorry, what were you going to say?
What was I going to say? Oh, no, I remember like when you said Snoop, like getting banned. I remember I had to sneak my cousins bought 2001 and I like snuck it from them. And I remember like seeing the weed leaf on the CD and being like, oh, my God. I mean, that's like foundational music to me that created my love for hip hop. So like for me, I couldn't have asked for anything more. I thought it was fantastic. Perfectly
executed. Unbelievable.
Kendrick's whole set. Kendrick Lamar is a talent one of one. I've seen him live and he was unbelievable. I went to his concert, the Damn Tour. I don't know. I thought it was great.
I didn't realize how short he looked at the end. And then I saw a picture of him like and how he did look super short. People were Googling how tall he is. But he's a little guy. Yeah. Good for him. I'm happy for them all.
Me too. All right, let's get into it. First, this is like a PSA. This is for your own professional development around television watching. We are covering adults adopting adults on Patreon. If you've not watched it and you listen to Love During Lockup and you watch that show, you need to be watching this.
I think it's the best reality TV going right now.
It's freak it's show fresh. Central. It's one of one. It's fresh as hell. Check it out. Our recaps drop the day after the episodes air on.
He needs to be on trial right there with Jen Shah. Another person, sorry, from Jen Shah's case is pleading guilty. She's like the lone wolf. Going on trial. Ugh. God, what's going to happen with her?
I don't know.
She's so. Either she really is innocent or she's a psychopath, because on the last few episodes, she's, dare I say, lovable. So.
Or the other.
Send me mail. Send me hate mail. God, I wish we still had mailboxes with hate mail. I'd much rather that than the hate reviews we get.
I know, right? Last but not least, I want to show out the Patreons joining us. so far in Feb. Thanks, guys. Hi, Tracy, Lindsay, Anna, Lori, Jordan, Kim. Welcome to the party. We love you guys. Thanks for
joining. Thank you so much.
We appreciate
you. Yeah, to anyone on the fence, we try. It helps support our show. So if you have an extra buck, it's Geneva's birthday yesterday.
We try.
It's my birthday in a couple.
We blast out this shit over there. It's great. Oh, last thing. I'm sorry. I know we're taking forever to get into it. I watched the first 5 episodes of Love is Blind.
First 5. You're so funny. And when you said that, it just sounds, I'm excited. I started it.
Fantastic.
Really?
Fantastic. Yes. Love it. I think it's the best show Netflix does.
It is. Why are they not cranking it out? Except push Vanessa
I have to say though,
Lachey in front of a train. Are you okay with her? All right.
No, there's no point of the host. Yeah, we'll save it. Okay. But
Nick Lachey, there's always Nick Lachey is one of my favorite hosts. I love
him. I don't think they need a host for the show, would be my argument.
They don't, but I love Nick.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be wrong. Okay. I don't mean to hate on Vanessa Lachey. It's just she bothers me ever since that stupid music video, ever since TRL. I don't know.
Your cup
just
of tea.
The way she talks.
All right, let's get into it. Santiba. This was fantastic. I loved this. The few moments that I just loved. Love her getting the phone call and the mom just, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to be the one to tell you this, but
all the moms breaking the news of their loser sons this episode.
Love it.
She calls her up. What size is he wear?
All the clothes in her hands. I mean, that was just,
she's got no money, owes her mom money,
but is buying him brand new clothes. I'm about to drop $500.
Oh my, he needs it. He deserves it.
And then I loved the friends. See, this is why Facebook is the devil. You got these like drunk 50-year-old women.
The devil.
39, supposedly, however old she is. these pack of women with
fresh periods
let loose on Facebook. Oh my God, she's got her outside phone number listed. It's like, oh my God.
It is the talk of the town that the cameras are there and they're on screen. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
WeTV is here.
Should we call? Should we just call her? Let's just call her. It's like, oh God, this is how Boston and Ty happens right here.
Jeez. The friends all hate poor Santiba too. She's got a real soft heart. Is that code for stupid?
Right. When she's like, I made it like a big mistake here. It's like, no shit. This is funny because I feel like we're about at the midpoint of the season, right? It's like, the rose colored glasses are falling off all these couples one by one. And like the real shit's coming to fruition, which is just a treat.
I love this aspect where we're seeing this part where there really isn't much, but there's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like the mother is involved. I mean, like what's her name? Haley Cruella DeVille.
Yeah.
Haley's mom, Dalton's mom. One of the creepiest speaking voices I've heard in a while,
like seriously,
delivery. But I loved that the mom was not here for the bullshit at all.
She knows her son is sticking it wherever he can get it, conning women left and right, probably just had the other girlfriend out the door. I tried to tell you, Haley,
why are all these women throwing themselves at my son who's incarcerated? it was blowing her mind as well.
He is a handsome little fella for incarceration. He looks like a boy band.
When she started crying and saying like I could have an account for my kid and
what a loser,
have an account. It's like, no shit, that should have been priority number one. Instead you're shipping off all your money to some bum you don't know.
She's gonna do it again,
you think?
I just think she makes, maybe, you know, not with him, but in another way she will.
Yeah.
All these people desperate for love after they have kids. It's like your vagina's closed until that kid can be on his own. Get over it. Unless it really works out. Stop. I just can't stand people like that. And she's over there wasting her time talking to someone's. There's a real desperation when you're talking to someone's parent that you're not even with, that you don't even know really.
Right.
Like that's going to change someone's mind about you. It's a real creep factor.
the mom's just sitting there like, I've told you this shit the entire time. Why are we even having this conversation? You know what I mean? Like, she really, there's no, like, the mom has no remorse because she fucking warned her. And she said that multiple times. So it's like, what are
imagine
you,
if
somebody's mother is like,
you're saying
the way
your kid,
you know, it's a wee bit of a red flag.
God, these prisoners, it really is a whole operation.
And that mom was with the dad. Doesn't that blow your mind? Like, she looked, even though her voice was weird.
They're married. They're together. They're separated, but they are
at one point.
He's a con man too.
Right.
She is creepy too.
Yeah. She does have a creepy vibe to her.
Haley, I just hope that she gets it together, just goes to work. And again, hope she gets back with the husband or the baby daddy. Go live with your mom. The whole thing is just sad.
It is. And just
how much money? Thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
Poor little Johnny can't play soccer now.
God. And then when he said, they asked him like, what do you use the money Haley sends you? And he's like, I don't want to answer that question. It's like, oh my God. It's like
injections,
just behavior.
Something right in the arm.
Oh God.
The whole drug situation. It is. Jail is. What if jails weren't such a profit and these people were loose? What would happen?
I don't know. It's a good question.
When does he get out? I need to keep a rap sheet of exactly what these lunatics do.
How do you feel? You notice her kid's name is Hendrix. How do you feel about that name?
I don't have.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A problem with it, but
I don't either really. I kind of like it.
I just know a cat named Hendrix, so that's all I think about. But it's cute, you know, especially after somebody who's worth something in this world.
True. All right. I'd like to talk Ty and her polka dots kicking off those shoes. That was
proud of her.
That was one of my favorite moments, watching her kind of like sidestep and hop off her shoe or like pop them off like all smooth and buttery. I thought it was fantastic.
Her boobs are popping out. And when she goes, it's just Boston, and she just punches her without even giving any warning. Is Boston stupid? Obviously. That's what scares me about her. She's so off that she's not even ready to fight. You think that Ty is going to sit there and want to just chit chat?
Well, I love that she has her come to her job, which is just great. And then standing outside of the fucking mortuary, you Boston? Yeah, but like sight unseen just goes for her.
Oh, yeah, at her job. Weird. Can you imagine?
At her job.
She got some dead person inside there. She goes, oh, she doesn't know I work at a mortuary. I hope she's not too freaked out.
Oh,
Ty is very alert of what's going on.
Oh, it's just when she said like Boston, she's like, this bitch is ratchet. She's dusty. I was like laughing. I'm like, these are two broads right here coming at it.
I really like Ty.
I can hang out with her. She's told us that, you know,
she gave a good aura.
What did she say? She got outside of herself or something, like she lost control.
She was loopy, but she's interesting, you know, but she seemed nice when we talked to her.
Yeah, she did.
Rather than some other people we've talked to come off.
Yes.
Like kooks.
Yes.
Or their auras off. She did seem nice.
As we've always said, love after lockup community or the
even though
the universe.
She needs to worry more though about this Boston. When someone's calling you, I still think about this every day. If someone's calling you 100 times a day or ever many times, there's something really off with them and you got to be worried. They're not just watching you. They're not just calling you. They're following you and watching you.
I mean, to me, it's just a red flag if someone has the time to call someone across a day 100 times. What the fuck are you doing with your life? It's just all of it is sketch.
And Heidi's never getting out anytime soon. Ty's got to move on.
Again, what are we fighting over? Move. Yeah. You got 9 other men on the board. Just shuffle them around. Let's keep it moving.
And she's pretty. Prettier than Boston.
I just can't believe she chose to come to fight. Like, she knew she was going to fight. And she's in massive hoop earrings and tits
out. She needs to take those earrings off.
It's like, she hasn't been ready to fight in a while, because I feel like you wear tight stuff nobody can grab.
I wonder,
covered up, your hair is sports up, you're not wearing. Right.
I wonder maybe just happened when she saw her. She didn't plan on fighting.
Maybe. I feel like she brought her to her territory because she knew she was gonna like go for it.
Someone that one of our reality TV friends said that she thinks it was fake, but she did get a bloody lip and everything. It's not WWE.
Yeah, I didn't get fake.
I felt like it was real.
Yeah.
But Boston and her, have they seen it? They've never seen each other before. See, I really thought that they had seen each other around, but it seemed like a first meetup.
Yeah.
But Boston's seen her. Boston's a creep.
Mm-hmm. 100%. If you can post somebody's nudes, you're a sick person, period. Like, that is
woman to woman. Yeah.
Woman to woman, regard anybody. Yeah. Man to woman, all of it.
Yeah. I'd be more apt to drop a dick pic than a poor woman's nude.
Yeah. I mean, if you just
embarrass
a
man's penis,
no one can tell who it is.
Or a full body.
Have a face attached.
I don't feel bad for men. You know, I'm so happy that men go bald. I went to my first hot yoga class in a couple years.
Oh, good.
And it's just a nightmare now, though. Everybody in there hot and breathing. I'm not going. Like, I felt like I got just as good a workout from home, but it's nice to go there. I love the heat. That's what I love. Yeah. But it's just too much being in. There was like 30 people packed in a yoga class. If it's not COVID, I think about it all too much now.
Yeah. I feel you.
It sucks.
We went to the Strip Saturday night for dinner, and there was like a Jason Aldean concert at the hotel.
Oh my God. Watch out. I'll keep my comments to myself on that
exactly.
one.
All I will
what
say
a
was-
piece of fucking garbage he is, and his wife. Oh my God.
Nightmare crowd. I'll just say that. Nightmare crowd. I was like, there was not a mask in sight. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of this area.
Now that guy is a dirtbag. Dumps his wife that he met in high school or college for some little hussy. And I'm not going to get political, but you know what I'm thinking, everybody. God, I hate Jason Aldean and his wife. I cyber stalked him for a little bit there. I don't know why. Okay. I was interested in that story for a long time.
That's funny. Who else we got?
I got cute kids, unfortunately.
Indian Harry.
Anything about Ty left in my brain? I don't think so. But I just want Boston to get away from her. Makes me nervous. Yeah.
Me too.
She's going to end up getting stabbed or something when she's not looking. Does Boston have something? She seems off in her eyes.
Yeah, she seems very off. Something missing there. All right, Indian Harry. Speaking of something
Indiana
off.
Harry. When I'm Indy, I can't not think of Indiana Jones. I just can't.
So you move all the way to Ohio and you never looked to see if you could visit him?
Oh, my God.
That was never a check? I can't believe this. I love the mom over there. This is what happens when you don't plan.
I love the mom. I'm here. I don't want to be. I'm just trying to be a mom now. They needed to stop her before it got this far. They need to drug Indy and get her out of this situation.
I just keep thinking, she's pregnant. She thinks that it's her family's responsibility to take care of her kid.
Right.
And she thinks Harry's family is going to do the same thing. Why? Do you think that's going to happen? And how is she going to survive? she has full-time childcare. Essentially, it's like she has a nanny between all of her family members. So
how
like,
many what days are they all going to be there for?
I know.
And she's not even, they're not even close to moving in somewhere permanent. Yeah, this poor daughter, she's just now stuck in a hotel. Indy is nuts.
She really is.
I love the mom though. I really do.
It's the daytime lash length. That's a red flag to me. She's wearing nighttime lashes in the day.
That is really something
to know. Oh God. I don't know. I love how people like COVID can be used as an excuse for anything. And they're like, no visitors because COVID, none, nothing, nothing's happening.
Nothing. They can just find work.
Right.
It is so true. COVID's the ultimate killer.
I know. I think, but you know what's good is everybody COVID. Has, you can just have an out for any activity you want now. You could just be like, somebody tested positive in the house, you know?
Yeah.
Not able to.
It is great.
Gabby and Chris. What do we think about Gabby's mom?
I didn't
mom?
See them I rolling mean, up mom. Weed on screen. It's very progressive of WeTV. Oh,
you didn't?
I didn't notice it until you said it. Like
I feel like they were zooming in to show you how impressive it was given the sister's nails. Like she has like the Cardi B, like maybe not Cardi B length, but she has like
how do you
solid,
wipe a diaper with that?
Exactly. Yeah. She has like a 2.5-inch nail and she's like expertly rolling like weed, not even with a grinder, just hand breaking it apart with those nails.
I couldn't take my eyes off the sister's face. I think she was, I was just waiting for everything she was going to say. Imagine I love being how when, stuck with Gabby. Oh,
when she's like, when she's pulling up to like pick her sister up or the sister up to like take her and the mom's sitting there and she's like, listen, you know how she is about that money. You watch her. Like she's like, the mom's like talking shit right up to the last minute. I just thought that was great.
I can't blame them, mom and sister.
Oh,
it's hard to like somebody. Especially if someone's an inmate.
And also if they're just giving all this money to like a stranger that they don't know, and they already know their son's like in obviously in a fucked predicament, that money could really help him when he gets out.
He's got some operation running because he's obviously given money to the sister and the mom.
Right.
And Gabby. And I'm sure other women. Where is he getting all this money? And get us in on it.
They need like TED Talks hosted by inmates, like
they do
sharing their pyramid schemes and keys to success. You know,
that's part of the halfway house program. get Caitlyn Jenner in there to train them.
There you go.
She's a talker.
I think the one thing that I appreciate about Gabby, not that I like her, she does have a confidence that is unmatched.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No one can tell her shit. And she thinks she is the shit and everybody's going to kiss her ass eventually. And it's just fascinating to watch. Like she really, truly believes it.
Living like that is, it's a blessing.
It is.
It'll take you far in life too.
It's the stupidity blanket that Teresa Giudice also has.
It's like Machine Gun Kelly. If he didn't have some crazy confidence, because he's not that cute. He's a scrawny little thing.
He looks like who's a weasel to me.
Yeah. I mean, who would be into that? And
he's
got a huge career. He's got Kanye West talking shit about him. You know, you've made it.
Yeah, you got to love MGK. MG.
It was written on the thing.
That name never sounds good.
Kanye West makes me laugh, though, with his feuds.
Pure comedy. His like
at the Super Bowl is hilarious. With Northwest
budget, like, names he's creating.
Yes.
Like with people's face on top. I'm like, who's creating this? Like, I know you got somebody that knows Photoshop. It's hilarious.
What makes me laugh the most is that he's copying in Michael Che, who I love. I love Michael Che. I think he's hilarious and smart. And he wants him to go against Pete Davidson. And there's a whole thing going on with that. And his response, I don't know if it was real or fake. You don't even know what's real or fake anymore. But God, it's funny.
Hilarious. I saw Judd Apatow was like sitting behind Kanye at the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Did you put up a post about how he's complaining about the mask, but he was like committed to the mask?
I didn't know if that was real.
Yeah. See, I don't know if that was real either. If he was just making it up, but I feel like it could be real.
I would
be surprised if it wasn't.
And then it was off because they showed him dancing to Dr. Dre.
And then it was off.
And I didn't know that Jay-Z wrote one song or some of the songs. Wow.
For
Jay-Z.
Dre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is something. And to see him and Beyonce just acting like normal people, they really are a ton of fun. And
I love seeing like other artists enjoy music.
Other artists. You know? Yeah.
Yes. It's like, because you understand, they understand how hard it is and they get like what they're doing and the
intricacy. It seemed genuine too.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
LeBron James dancing to it. I loved it. I lived for it.
How could you not, how could you not love that? If you love music and you love hip hop, like it was unbelievable. It was so good. Well produced, visually tight. I mean, it probably sucked to be there and see it because they were only facing one way and it was like, you know, it's not the typical stage that they usually have, but.
And people, they showed Kendrick Lamar's thing from this thing, and it's so crazy how they can make it look so incredible on TV and in person they're just all in these little boxes,
like a little blob and a little,
it's just the magic of television is unbelievable. It'd be fun to go to a Super Bowl, but there's nothing better than just watching it from home, and especially football, the way they shoot it.
I'm good.
Joe Burrow, though, I'm sorry, this is a half football, half whatever, his suit when he's walking in,
I didn't see
maybe
Brian loves Joe Burrow.
Does he? It's then he had to wear it out after you lost, and you should have your loser outfit because only winners get to wear something like that. You got to Google it and see it. He loves Joe Burrow. That's so funny. I mean, he looks super duper hot when he was coming out in his, but then I'm like, I'm getting to the age where I can't be saying a 21-year-old is hot. You know, it's probably closer to my son's age than my age. Yet.
Jesus.
37, 30, you know, in a couple of days. How old am I? 36. But I'm like, God, I hope it doesn't call creepy, but he is a cute little thing.
Okay. I see a suit. That's ridiculous. What is this?
But that's a winter suit. You know,
is it
like Cam Newton used to wear
maybe
clothes
it's
like
a loser suit?
He would used to dress up like they're more and more dressing up like that, but
no, the
you gotta have like crazy,
fashion is completely different,
crazy confidence. Like Josh Allen, the QB for the Bills, he rolls up in like dork clothes, but he's out there fucking smashing it,
right?
I was sad for him. I could go on and on. I've said really to Tyler 100 times, I feel so bad for Joe Burrow. I just felt so bad for him. I know America needed that. It seemed like LA won and they weren't crying. It just seems so like
LA.
Yes. That's the perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
I was happy for Matthew Stafford and his family, but
I guess
if Cleveland would, or if Cincinnati would have won,
oh, it would have been great. I love sports moments like that. Like for me
too.
Personally, the
Disney
underdog
movie.
And the person who never wins. Like that was my existence as a Chargers fan. So
I know.
To see some people who have suffered for decades.
The kids going in there and defying the odds. Yeah.
Right. But,
I know. And then a stacked team takes it.
Listen, you got to tell me your pick for next year. I'll go put some money down. And we'll keep it moving.
Right now. Yeah. Yes.
Who is it? The Bills?
Next year's the Bills. Yeah. Knock on wood.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed our
is that it? There's no other losers
podcast.
All right.
All right, friends. We'll be back.
Time to gamble on NBA.
Recap. Part one coming your way soon. We love you guys so much, and we'll be back. All right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.